All right, here we are, home sweet home. Just sit down on the couch over there and get comfy under the blanket, okay? I'll grab the popcorn. Yeah, it is pretty dark. Sorry about that. My lights have been on the fritz for a while. So, it's always really dimly lit in here. But it's kind of romantic, right? Ambiance. Oh, watch your step. Anyway, I can't wait to do this. It's been so long since we had a proper date night, where we could just cuddle on the couch together and watch a good movie. Remember, you picked last time, so it's my pick this time, and I'm thinking horror. Yeah, I know, I always pick horror movies for movie night. And it's always a good choice. I'm just a sucker for a bloody ending. Sue me. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I got that extra buttery popcorn that you like. Act two, right? Honestly, I can't taste the difference, but... oh my god. I'm so sorry. I completely forgot I even left that jar on my coffee table. What's in it? It's beet juice. I'm on this new diet. Yeah, a diet. Mm-hmm. A really beet-focused diet. It really works. You should check it out online. Oh, it's red because it's beet juice. Duh. And it looks all dark and sticky because I mix it with black sugar to make it taste better. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't know. Never mind. Let me just get that out of your way and put it back in the fridge where it belongs, huh? Speaking of, please don't get anything from the fridge yourself. Just ask me and I'll get it for you, okay? My fridge is kind of a huge mess. And I'd be pretty embarrassed if you saw it. It's not that there's anything in there or anything. It's just, it's really messy. It, needs a real deep clean. You know what I mean? What do you mean? Acting like what? Weird? I'm not acting weird. You're the one who's acting weird. Now, come on, quit fooling around. Let me just slip under the blanket next to you and let's get this movie started, okay? I just can't wait to snuggle with you and enjoy a night in together. Now, where did I put that remote? What? You mean the TV? I haven't turned it on yet. Of course you can't see anything. It's just a black screen. Why? Oh, you mean your reflection on the screen? Yeah, I see it. Why? My reflection? Oh, it's there, too. You can't see it? See, I'm right there, next to you. Look. It's just really hard to see because... you know, I'm wearing all black. So, I guess I just blend into the black mirror of the TV screen. Yeah, I do wear black a lot. Basically all the time. But, like, isn't that what goths are kind of known for? That and wearing sunglasses indoors? I mean, you knew what you were getting into when I wore my goat skull pendant on our first date. No, I swear my reflection is there. I mean, maybe it's just like, you can't see it from that angle. You know, from where you're sitting. Like an optical illusion or whatever. It's not like it's not there. I mean, why would my reflection not appear on the screen? That would be, like, impossible. Anyway, what's with all the questions? You're, like, super curious about all this random stuff all of a sudden. let's just... What? No. What do you mean, is there something I want to tell you? Something like what? Why do you look so scared all of a sudden? You're, like, pulling away from me under the blanket. Wait. Okay, fine. I knew one day we'd have to have this conversation. I could see you were starting to get suspicious these last few weeks, and I was just hoping to have one last movie night before I told you the truth, and we broke up. All right, here goes nothing. I haven't exactly been totally honest with you. I'm not a goth. Well, okay, I am a goth, but I'm not just a goth. I'm also, I'm also a vampire. Yes, I'm serious. When I told you I had a rare genetic condition that makes my incisors way longer than usual, that was a lie. These are my fangs. And when I told you to please never get me silver jewelry because it doesn't work with my style, that was a lie. Silver literally burns my skin. When I told you I was allergic to garlic bread. Okay, I guess that one was like technically true. I guess now you know why it can't see my reflection on the TV screen. And why we only ever have dates after dark. Think about how I've acted since you met me. All the odd little things I do. You know it's true. But I want you to know one thing. I'm not some, like, monster like they show in the movies, okay? I don't kill people. I don't even hurt people. And that jar, it wasn't beet juice, okay? It was blood. It was human blood. But I don't just bite people on the neck and, like, suck it out of them, okay? I would never do that. I buy it all from licensed blood donation centers, and I never take more than I need. I don't see humans as prey. They're my friends, and I care about them. It's just that this happened to me, and now I need their blood to survive. But I try to get it as ethically as I can, okay? I never want to hurt anyone. I'm not some kind of monster. Okay, that's all I had to say, I guess. And I can see that you're confused and you're scared, and I get it. It's fine. You can get up and go now. I understand. Well, don't you want to? Don't you want to leave? I mean, everybody does. It doesn't matter how well things were going before. Everyone I get close to, well, I tell them who I really am, and then they leave. Some of them literally run away. And I guess I can't blame them. I mean, I have fangs and I drink blood. They're right to be scared. So, it's fine. You won't hurt my feelings. Just go. I get it. What? You don't want to leave? Look, I get that you're trying to be polite or whatever, but really... You do? You mean you're not afraid of me? No, I mean... You have no reason to be afraid of me. I would never hurt you. I'd never hurt anyone. I'm not like that. But it's just, you know, people hear what I am and they picture big bad Dracula or Count Orlok or Elizabeth Bathory bathing in human blood or something, and They get so frightened, and I see it in their eyes. You're really not scared of me? Oh, that really means a lot for you to say. Thank you. I've been so lonely for so, so long. I always try to hide being, well, this, but you can never hide what you really are from the people closest to you, so sooner or later, it always gets out, and it has never ended well for me. I mean, who wants a blood-drinking vampire to be their friend, let alone their girlfriend? You really mean that? So you don't want to break up? Look, if you're just trying to spare my feelings because you think I'll, like, get mad and freak out at you or something, I promise I wouldn't... Really? I honestly don't even know what to say. I really like you too. You are the best human I have ever met. My favorite human. And believe me, I've met more than a few good ones in all the time I've been around. By the way, promise you'll never ask me my age. I may be a vampire, but that's still considered impolite, okay? But seriously, you'd really give me a chance? You'd really give us a chance, even knowing what I am? I really am so, so happy to hear that. No one's ever told me that before. I'd love to give us a chance, too. Here, snuggle in close. I want to hold you. There we go. I love you so much. Thank you so much for understanding. I promise you won't regret it. You know, I'm really not that different from you guys. Sure, my bedroom has a coffin instead of a bed and all. But, deep down, my heart is just like yours. I laugh and cry and get scared and feel joy and dream. Just like humans do. We're more alike than you think, really. I guess I've just always hoped I'd live long enough to find someone who got to know me well enough to realize that. And now, I finally have. That's it. Nestle into me and just let me hold you for a while, okay? I love cuddling you so much. Kiss me again, please. I promise I don't bite. Sorry, that was a really lame joke. Okay, I'll shut up. Oh, your body feels so warm under the blanket. We need to make movie night and cuddles a weekly thing, okay? Oh, yeah, and one other thing. Remember when I told you that the tin of bat food I accidentally left at your place was for my pet bat, Iago? Well, I actually don't have a pet bat. That was for me. Hey, it tastes better than you would think. Vampires really can turn into bats. Very handy for flying across town when I'm in a hurry and the buses are running late, as usual. I'd be happy to show you sometime, but it tends to make my clothes fall off, so that would be kind of embarrassing, right? Unless you're into that. Anyway, now that we've cleared the air and all, do you want to finally watch that movie? Okay. Thank you again for being so amazing. Come here. Okay. Now, let's just go over to the horror section. No, I'm not addicted to horror movies because I'm a vampire. I'm addicted to horror movies because I'm a goth. Get your stereotypes straight. So, have you ever seen this movie called Grave Encounters? No? Oh, you are in for a treat. I love found footage horror movies, and this one is a classic.